Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
97267.
You said 97267?
Yes, We don't remember what. Oh, excuse me?
Will you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Vondell.
Spell that for me.
V-O-N-D-A-L-L, Anthony Roxanne Vondell.
V-O-N-D-A-L-E?
No, V-O-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And the first name was Roxy?
Roxanne and Anthony.
So it's one of them or both of them? You have two.
Anthony Vondell.
Thank you so much for that information. Mm-hmm. 7267.
Excuse me?
I was just recapping the name on the account.
Oh, okay.
All right, Roxanne, will you verify your address for me, please?
15610 Southeast Kidwell's Way.
Thank you so much for that information.
Uh-huh.
I was able to locate an account for you. Looks as if you did business with a company called Elevair Face Cream, where you purchase eye serum and face cream. How can I help you tonight?
What is it? Elevair?
Mm-hmm.
Was that from Washington?
Was it from, I'm not sure if it was from Washington.
Yeah, I don't recall ordering that.
You placed an order on March the 17th. You paid shipping and handling of $14.15.
Okay. One time, but I noticed that it's reoccurring.
It was, excuse me, that was on a 14-day trial basis. The company that you did business with allows you to try out their products for free for 14 days. On the 15th
No, I
day,
haven't received anything in the mail at all. The last thing I got in the mail for my face was from my dermatologist, and it was they had to call it in, and it was from Vancouver, Washington, and that was $40-some.
All right, Roxanne, so how can I help you tonight?
Well, I need to stop this. It keeps reoccurring. I'm going to the bank tomorrow because I don't have any knowledge of this.
Okay, you said that you made a purchase for it one time.
I made a purchase for it was $40, and it was through my dermatologist, Klein Dermatology in Lake Oswego, and it is only one time. It's not a reoccurring thing. It's a moist out of Vancouver, Washington. I can have my doctors confirm it, but and I noticed this is reoccurring and I'm not receiving anything.
Okay, so it's showing that you received the last shipment on March the 22nd.
Nope, I haven't received a thing.
I can provide you with the tracking number.
Yeah, hold on, let me write all this down because I'm going to my bank. We've been trying to figure out what this was. Bear with me, I'm going to get my paper. Okay, tracking number.
It was confirmed that it was delivered by the United States Postal Services to your address. That tracking number is 9400.
9400. Okay.
1111.
1111. Okay.
0840.
0840.
0837.
0837. 1-7-5. Let me read the stats to you to make sure I have it written down correct. 9400111 0840 0837 068 175.
That is correct.
Okay, and this is from what? What's it called? Easy Wellness.
The name of the company is ELEVAIRE. Elevate.
Okay, ELEVAIRE. Elevate. Okay. And are you working for the company?
What was the question again?
Do you work for this company, ma'am?
We do handle their business.
Okay. Yeah, I've never, ever even heard of this, ever. I haven't received anything. And it's not coming, it's not being used by my card numbers.
Okay, so verify your address once more.
15610 Southeast Tidwell's Way, Milwaukee, Oregon.
And would that be the same as Portland?
Yes, yeah, it pops up differently with the, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, this has been coming continuous. Let's see. I don't see.
All right, now, do you have a visa ending in 0283?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. So that's the card that's on file. That's the same address, port, billing and shipping.
Yep,
the email address, are you familiar with avondall69@gmail.com?
Yep, that's ours. But I haven't even seen this on our Gmail.
All right, so is there anyone else in the household that could have done this without your knowledge?
No, it's just me and my husband, and we're in our late 60s.
Okay, so what we normally do if an order is placed. What we normally do if an order is placed that the customer has no knowledge of is we send it over to the fraud department. They open
They open
an investigation, and they pull the IP address from the device that the order was placed.
Okay, yeah, I don't even own a computer. We just have cell phones. So that's great because I was going to have my bank do it.
It can be done from any type of device, a cell phone, a tablet.
Oh, I'm sure it can. I'm sure it can.
Once they find out where the order was placed, then they'll send it over to the authorities and they'll press charges.
Great. That's perfect. Yeah, and I haven't gotten anything, and it's we were talking to each other last month. It's like, what is this, you know? So, and what is it, would you say again, it's face cream or something?
It's face cream and eye serum. On March 17th, $7.45 shipping and handling charge was paid for the eye serum, and $6.70 shipping and handling was paid for the face cream.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry, I just was right. March 17th, 2021. And it was, is that the date it was ordered on then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let me review this some more. And, okay, what's the... God dang it, I'm sorry, I'm all fumbled up. I just don't understand this stuff. It makes me nervous because so much fraud is out there in the world. And I think it was taken out last month, too. How many have I was I supposed to receive?
Well, it's two items per shipment. So you placed an order for in March, so you should have three shipments.
Yeah, I haven't received any of that. Oh my word.
So the two of the shipments have not shipped, so we're able to go ahead and cancel those. But are you wanting to talk to the fraud department tonight? No, you said you wanted to review some more information.
I'm going to review some more information and write it all down. I'm going to take it off my, my banking account and figure this out. It just makes me so nervous. And I wouldn't know if anybody who, Elevare, right? E-L-E-V-A-R-E. Oh, my word. I should have called right off the get-go when I seen it. But, yeah, and it's supposed to be coming to my property here, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Because I'm seeing 9290, and then 9189.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right, hon. Well, can I get your name?
My name is D.
D, okay. And do you have an extension or anything, D? Or?
No, ma'am. Excuse me.
Okay. All right, hon. I appreciate this. And I'm definitely going to, I'm just going to go through my bank account and write each time that it's, because that's very expensive stuff. And write each time it's been taken out. So the face cream must be $92.90 and the eye serum $91.89?
Yes, ma'am.
Holy moly. Alrighty. Thank you very much for the information, and I'm definitely going to get on this. And now if I call this number tomorrow, I will be able to get a hold of you or
no,
I need
ma'am.
Someone.
Any available associate can assist you when you call in.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your information. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh.